Back here at 7:45 on the Mighty 690 as we go throughout a Tuesday edition of the program. And joining us, we have Coffeeville City Manager Mark Hall. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Good morning, and I'm, excuse me, a little hoarse.
Hey, that's all right. That's all right. We all understand. We're kind of going through all of that here.
I was going to say, people don't recognize me when I call.
Sure. Yeah, they're like, who is this? So, hey, we're all going through it to some extent. So, glad to have you in here.
You bet. And tonight, if you need any assistance for the meeting, if you'll go to the east side of City Hall, you'll go down to the customer service door. If you'll go through that door and turn to your left, you'll see an elevator. And if you'll take that to the second floor, that's where the commission meeting is. And tonight is, of course, we have roll call and an invocation by Pastor Mund. It is one of those that the consent agenda is where we pay our bills and do housekeeping. And the appropriation this time is $878,000. And that's very small than normal. I think through the years, though, that number has been quite larger, but that's due to the electric utility. We have comments from citizens, and that's where the City Commission welcomes anybody to comment. We can only get better if your voice is heard. Some things we can do, some things we can't. Excuse me. We have a presentation tonight. It's just Coffeeville, past, present, and future. And that's just a look at where we're at and where we're going. In old business, we have a second reading, and that's an ordinance, the City of Coffeeville, Kansas, to levy a 1/2 cent retailer's sales tax. Excuse me, that passed November 7th, and I want to thank the public for that. It is for the future. It's for the highway. It is one of those that a third of what we collect in sales tax is from people that don't even live here. So why not help them pay for things that they enjoy as they pass through town? Our next resolution is to approve the purchase of 4 mowers for public service. And then we move on to our next resolution, which is number 87, is a resolution to amend the scope of work for KDOT Project 63TE049101. And basically what that is that is our trail and sidewalk. It is one of those, it's amendment. We're finishing that up. There's been some things, the length of time and that has to be settled. And that goes into the next resolution, and that is to approve the supplemental agreement with KDOT in the project contractor, and that settles the sidewalk project. We move on to resolution 89, and that's a resolution authorizing the issuance of a purchase order of Newcom 7 Zebra tablets, accessories. And basically this is through a grant process. It is one of those, this is for the police department. And our next resolution is for, I'm going to get through
this. You get through it. You make it.
And pardon me, folks out there, this suddenly came on and I'm losing my voice. But the next resolution is for the purchase of 11 sets of bunker gear for the fire department. That is basically what you see them wear. That's called bunker gear when they respond to a fire. The next resolution is a purchase of 2. These are EMS package. They are defibrillators. and what that is for the fire department to carry on their truck, or as we call it, an apparatus. Then the next resolution is to purchase a Kenwood UHF 800 megahertz handheld radio. And what this is because we respond to MOU with fire, this is for fire, this is a better radio to communicate, and especially for distance. It's all across Kansas. It gives them a line. So that is for the purchase for the fire department. And then we go to the city manager's report. And, of course, you know, want to cover and thank the staff for what they're doing. We're progressing on Sycamore Park. We've got shelters coming in the next few weeks. We're finishing up paths. And then, of course, next spring, we'll do a replant. Grass won't grow. I found that out during the winter. So it is one of those that a lot of things are happening. Good things are coming. Downtown's progressing. If you want to go to downtown, we discovered, which was the main heart of the project, is this bolt pattern that holds the columns up. We were always told that it was just right underneath the sidewalk. And so we cut that out, and it wasn't underneath the sidewalk. So we have had to dig down and dig down and dig down, and we'll just say it's roughly about 18 to 24 inches down to find this bolt pattern. Those have to be undone, and, of course, they have to be lifted out of the to get the column out. But we've started that process, which will lead to the downtown. We've got through as far as downtown celebrations and that stuff. So we'll continually progress, and then you'll see spaces filled in with concrete, and you'll see things starting to come back and look like downtown. We do have some interest parties that are wanting to put in. It's a table set up for that a person that if they're visiting downtown, they can sit in and plug in Wi-Fi, you know, and sit and enjoy downtown. But there'll be benches, there'll be some greenery, some hanging plants and these things. And as downtown comes back, it'll be something that everybody's proud of.
Well, that'll be good. And I know they've already kind of started on some of those, you know, removals like you, you talked about yesterday. So, yeah, it's all coming along, and we're learning as we go.
You bet. And it is kind of amazing, all the work that goes into it. But Coffeyville's doing great things and moving forward. And we're just planning on the future.
That's right. Well, as this is going to be, I think, our last time together on the radio, City Manager Mark Hall, I want to thank you. I know the role of city manager is a very tough role, but I think you've set us forward in many projects that are going to continue long down the line. So I think that's definitely going to be a legacy here for you.
Well, and I'm very proud of Coffeyville. What led me to Coffeyville, my granddaughter had leukemia, and Coffeyville and the commission, which I thank them, I needed to be closer. And I told them that I'd give everything that I know. It is one of those that Coffeyville has such good people. And it is one of those with population decline and this stuff. It just needed to go in a different direction. And, you know, we've established housing. First, there was four built in 21, and that's over a period of 10 years of no construction. And then a group of investors, they finished their first seven. There's seven more. We have the USDA program to build back housing. A lot of good things are happening that will move Coffeyville in the right direction. But I want to say something that I'm so proud of is there are certain things you can do, but if you do not have a great community like Coffeyville, you can't change direction. And they are great. We're addressing the levee. The commission, and this is future commissions, will do this, but it is the levy has always threatened Coffeyville, and it's something we went to Washington, talked to the two senators and then one congressman, but we also talked to FEMA, and that is one of those that this is a competitive application process, but we've got a lot of partners, and this will go to the governor and lieutenant governor, but it is to raise, our hopes is to raise the levy 4 feet, and that is in, there's been estimates, the first estimate was 20 to 20 or 5 million, and it's looking to do, accomplish that would be 50 million. And but I've never been in a community that a river holds you captive, but it's something that's been 2 years in the progress, and if that's accomplished, which I really strongly feel it will, then Coffeyville will not have to worry about that river anymore. So anyway, a lot of good things coming up, and I do. It's Coffeyville is just great people, and I've met so many great people. And so I want to thank Coffeyville, and my granddaughter, just so you know, is in remission. Okay. And it is one of those, what prompted my retirement, and I didn't announce this, I had a death in my family. And that was in July. It was July 2nd. And family back home, farms, business and this stuff. And I am going home to take care of that. So it is one of those, it's nothing leaving Coffeyville. It was just something that happened in my family, and I kept that personal. But I just want to thank Coffeyville. It's a great community.
All right, sir. Well, you know, we appreciate you coming on by, and it's been great to have you here since I've been here. And, I think you set us on the path forward in so many of these different projects that people may not really realize. So we thank you for that.
Well, thank you, and stay healthy, Coffeyville.
All right. That is Coffeyville City Manager Mark Hall here on the Mighty 690. We appreciate you coming on by, sir, and you have a good one. And we do have more to come here as we continue Open Line on KGGF.